The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to an all-new episode of Girls Night. I'm your host, Alexis Waters. Let's get started. Happy New Year, everybody. Today, I am joined by the one and only Mad Dog. She's one of my favorite guests ever, actually.
I love it. I feel like people are going to be upset by that, so.
I'm just kidding. You're not my. You're actually my least favorite guest. That's why I had you on today. But we just had kind of like a fiasco before recording this episode. Do you want to tell the listeners what happened just now?
Oh.
And what we're wearing.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, this is not my painted on body, if that's what you're wondering.
So we are wearing sumo wrestling outfits because why not? I wanted to start the year off fun, something lighthearted. And, you know, I feel free in this. I feel like I can.
I actually do.
Right? Yeah. I feel like I can. I could do a lot of activities. I can move around. I'm naked underneath.
I like that it's deflated. I thought I wasn't going to like it.
Yeah, I like
I'm
the
way more into it.
I like the deflated. Like, I could wear this out. You want to? And then we went in the front of the podcast building and we wrestled. And who won?
You charged me.
Me, motherfuckers? Okay.
You charged me. Offsides, false start.
No,
it's a 5-yard penalty.
A win is a win. A win is a win. But before we start anything, I wanted to thank all the Girls Night listeners for supporting me. And if you listen to Apple Podcasts and you are enjoying the show, all you do is scroll down and leave a 5-star review. Like, is that hard, Mad Dog? Like, have you done that?
I have.
No, you have not, because I have not seen that. Oh, yeah, I did. I actually, sorry. Mm-hmm. Love you. Also, on my last episode with Jasmine, I talked about how I was going to do a Paragard cleanse and like come back and report about it. And I fucking psyched myself out because I am not going to do it. I'm so scared.
I don't even know
what that is. So I guess it's a fucking thing on TikTok. It's like, it cleanses the worms out of your body. It's called Paragard. And I was like, okay, no. Jasmine, I'm going to report back and do a solo episode. Yeah, I don't have the time to be pooping out my, you know?
No.
Yeah, it's just too much. But I maybe one day I will.
No.
Okay. But last time we were here, last time you were here, we did worst case scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about colonial women and all the things. So make sure to check out that episode because that one was really fucking funny. But today, since the holidays were so fucking stressful and overwhelming, at least for me, I wanted to have some fun, dress up in sumo wrestling suits, get a little drunk, and play a fun-ass game I got for Christmas called Hot Takes, baby. And also, I think sumo wrestling represents something.
Should I be touching my boobs, too?
Oh, I don't know why I'm touching my boobs. I just always do touch my boobs because I wasn't born with
them. I watch TV like this, and I just have my hand down here in my cleavage for some reason as I'm watching TV.
Oh.
Like, it's keeping my hand
warm. That's
what
I do, too.
But I only do it with my right hand.
Yeah,
weird.
I think it's a March 24th thing. We were both born on March 24th, and we both touch our boobs with the right hand. Crazy, wild, freaky. No, but I really always touch my boobs because I wasn't born with them.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot they were there, you know?
Okay.
Like, God didn't bless me. I had to pay for them.
I got it. I'm tracking.
But I think sumo wrestling represents respect. It shows a sign of respect, gratitude, and it brings in good harvest.
Wait, is this a learning
moment?
This
is a Google thing that I learned off Google.
So are you educating us?
I'm educating the listener of the sumo wrestling and why we're wearing it.
So respect, harvest.
Gratitude, and bringing in good harvest. So I thought, what a great way to start the year.
What a great theme. I like it.
I wanted to go into the new year with a sumo.
Bless you with a good harvest.
Yes. And a sumo wrestling mentality to go into. I thought that was like, you know.
Big bitch energy, right?
But why the hell is the holidays so fucking stressful?
Family.
But shouldn't we love our family?
I just because they're stressful doesn't mean that's why they are stressful, because you love them so much.
That they get to you.
Yeah.
And all my sister lives in like one part of Florida. My dad lives in another part of Florida. And then I have all my sisters and my mom in Jersey. So it's like I have to like try to see everybody, and then one gets mad at me and I'm just like, I'm doing the best that I can. Then
so
I
just answered your own question.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I have Tyler's family in Borger, Texas, which I love them to death, but I can't go there.
There's a lot of people.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to start off the podcast as always with Alexa's ADHD thoughts and Mad Dog's reactions. But first things first, I want the Girls Night listeners to send me some of their thoughts, like random thoughts. Maybe do it in the Apple Podcast reviews. Like, help me out. I want everybody, because I feel like I can't be the only one that thinks about these things, right?
No.
Okay.
I mean, yours are extreme, but not the only one.
Okay, first up. So I was getting a pedicure, and I swear to God, my pedicure man has Asperger's, and I love him so much, and he does a very good pedicure. Mm-hmm. But I think he has, like, he's really into the pedicure, like, on okay. a whole nother level.
Okay. And are you sure he's not just a pervert?
I wouldn't mind if he was, because I really enjoy the pedicure. But it wow. just...
So but even if he was, like, popping, like, a half-chub situation, you would be okay if he was just, like, rubbing your feet and licking his lips and, like, kind of grunting that, and really getting into it. And then
that's
he thought
he
about
does.
It later when he's pleasuring himself at home with his cat, Bernard. You're okay with that. You're okay with it.
Why does he gotta have a cat?
Would he not have a cat?
I don't know.
That's
don't
the only
know.
Thing that's ever loved him back besides his mom.
And my feet. My feet do
your
love,
feet love him.
Him.
Oh my yeah. God. I mean, at least you're admitting it.
No.
But now I'm uncomfortable. Now I'm physically uncomfortable.
I feel like I do that to you often. I make you extremely uncomfortable. But no, I just really like him. And I just like, do I just keep going?
I mean, you just answered your own question again. You're ready to make that sacrifice.
Even though he has the, I swear he definitely gets a half chub during, but I love him. I think he has a wife too.
Oh,
I think
man.
He's one with child as well.
I mean, a kink is a kink. A kink is a kink. It doesn't matter. You could be the, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
And
but
see,
I love
I'm doing
the half
better.
Chub. I love the half chub.
I like the half chub from someone that I want to have a half chub on me, not from a.
Ew. Ew.
You know?
I have not seen a half chub in a very long time. Like, tell me about it.
I mean, it's interesting, but like, I'm into it. Because you know it's like going in the right direction. Things are going well.
But
unless it's like that for too long. And then
yeah, and then the full,
not going
full
well.
So when was the last time you had sexual intercourse? And who was it with? And
oh, no comment. Absolutely not.
Oh, no full chubs over here. No full chubs from Mad Dog. Alrighty.
Good try, though.
Okay.
That was so close.
I know. I thought I would get you, but you know
what? Especially because I'm high. I like think it's like funny and you nah. didn't give me.
Okay, fine. I won't even say his name. Bernard.
Hi, guys. My name is Sarah Nicole, and I am the host of the Papaya Podcast, where each week we dish out some sweetness mixed in with some seeds of wisdom, all through candid conversations in a very real and tangible way. I want everyone to know that they're not alone and that we share in these experiences called life. And sometimes when we get to know somebody else's story, it changes ours a little bit as well. So I want you to tune in with us on Mondays, subscribe, rate and review it, and keep these conversations going with us. You can tune in behind the scenes at the Papaya Podcast and the Birds Papaya on Instagram as well. Can't wait to see you next week.
Okay, next ADHD thought. I was thinking about this recently, and I was wondering if everybody did this or this was just a New Jersey thing. But like in high school, we had this thing called Freshman Friday. And it was when the seniors would pick out, like, the senior girls would pick out, like, their favorite freshman girls. And then the senior boys would pick out their favorite freshman boys. And they would take us out on Friday and get us blackout wasted, make us wear shirts that say, like, let's, for example, my sister was my senior. It was like Nicole's bitch. I'm like, and we would just, and then they would make us make out with all the senior boys. I mean, I didn't. I was so scared of boys until like junior year in high school. But we would get like blackout wasted. And I'm like, is
that
this a normal
weird.
Thing?
No.
No, it was really fun. But like, it
yeah,
was
I mean,
not.
Yeah, it's fun. But as an adult, I'm like, that's also kind of fucking weird.
So weird.
Like,
and like
weird.
What? Like, but did I need to know?
Rearing? Is that what we call rearing?
What's a rearing? What's
know,
rearing?
And knocked up. I want to rear your child. He's like, he wants to rear your child.
No, I didn't want to get reared, but that's what happened to us, I think. And like,
that's fucking weird.
But that would happen every year. Like, then when I was a senior, we did that to our freshmen, and we would pick our freshmen and we would get them. Like,
there's something I don't like about it. I don't know what it is, but something like makes, again, me feel a little uncomfortable. The reoccurring theme. But it does. I'm like, you know, like,
no, but I just need to know, anybody out there, has anybody
like
had a freshman
fight? Nope. I was like, I don't like it.
Your butthole's tight right now. I really apologize. No,
is.
But I swear this was like a normal thing in New Jersey. And I think other towns do it, but I guess not in Oklahoma.
Oh, fuck off.
Okay. Me and Mad Dog have been friends for how long now? Too long. 5 years. And I thought she was from Oklahoma this entire relationship until today.
I have never felt more disrespect and a level of disrespect to be accused of being from Oklahoma.
And I know people are going to get upset.
I love Oklahoma.
Okay, because you've been there like twice. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay. Okay?
It just felt so disrespectful. It felt so disrespectful. That's like...
Because I know you and you're from Texas.
It's like being
Texas.
Called a hipster. Like, you're a hipster, right? Or you're, you know... I was going to say another one, but I'd get in trouble for that too, politics-wise. But yeah, it was like, it's so disrespectful. Like, okay, that's how little you think of me. Like, sweet.
No. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. You are from Oklahoma because you are a hoe. Okay. Fuck. Next up.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. That can't be far off. You went to OU.
Let's just move on.
Okay. Do you remember in science class, like, when we had to learn about the fucking clouds? Like, there's like five different...
I loved it.
Oh.
The Sirius cloud, a cumulus cloud.
Cirrus.
Stratus.
Stratus. Cucumbus.
Oh, I don't remember that
one. I think it's, that's not how you say it, but circumcumbus. But either way, you remember that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why. I liked it. I dug it, though. I was
very
into it. No,
I dug it, too, but what the hell?
Why are we wasting our tax dollars on that? And two, do you remember the first time you realized that clouds actually move through the sky?
No.
I do. And I said it to my neighbor and he looked at me and he answered like I was the dumbest bitch in the world.
Yeah,
bitch, I was in third grade, okay? I'm learning things. But I remember looking up and I was like, oh my gosh, I was in the sun and now I'm in the shade. I was like, oh my God, the cloud moved across the sun. And he was like, yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, it was probably
Wayne Gilbert. Fuck you.
Fuck you, Wayne.
like I was in third grade,
yeah,
man.
But you,
it's not my fault.
Did
but I was
you,
like, sweet. And I was like, I think that's a cirrus cloud.
Yeah, did you tell Wayne that, yeah, this is the circumbus, but you didn't know that, Wayne?
No, I still know Wayne. I'll text his bitch ass after this and say, you know what? I just relived a childhood trauma thanks to you.
Yeah, but isn't that really funny that we learned about
why they thought that was a life skill we needed to know.
Exactly. I mean, it is good to learn about the environment, and it is good to learn about...
That's not learning about the environment.
No, because it predicts the weather, and I get that, but I'm not trying to be a weatherman.
Yeah, but that's still not really... common sense thing. You figure it out as you go. We don't need to learn that in school,
like,
dude.
To this day, does anybody say,
just
like walking down the street,
why are you teaching me long division?
Actually, I wasn't good at long division. I mean, I'm still not good at math. I still count with my fingers.
I'm not. But when I get too high and I'm trying to go to sleep for some reason, I'll be laying in bed and I'll be trying to figure out long division in my head. I can't do regular division sober. Like, I was small numbers. And I'm talking long division. Why? It pisses me off. I'm so tired. I want to go to sleep. Why am I trying to divide these numbers?
Tyler does that too. He loves long division.
Okay, but he likes it, and that's weird, and it matches for him.
Does
stale
it?
Ham sandwich. Like, come on.
No, but I was thinking about it. I'm like, I just remember being in science class and we had like a test and they like showed us different types of clouds and we had to know like the circumbus cloud, the fucking...
No, I'm tracking with you.
Yeah, and I'm just like, it was fun, I think, when we were learning it, but when... Or are you going down the street saying, yeah, look at this cloud tonight. This is the
stratus. Did it help me get a job? No, it didn't help me get a job. Does it help me make money? No, that's what I would like to care about and focus my...
Yeah, and like taxes and maybe like show us maybe the variety of vaginas that are out there and not just one that they lied about.
I literally thought until I was in my late 20s, all the vaginas looked like mine.
Yes.
They don't.
Everybody
I've
has
seen
different
scary ones.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
A hole is a hole.
I know, a hole is a hole. No, I do love them all now. I have genuine appreciation for every vagina. I'm like
Same.
That girl now. I fucking love it.
Same.
Oh, but yeah. I had no idea.
I know, because
they could look.
Yeah, they show
Even
us different
penises.
Types of clouds.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't know they were like, I'm sorry, what?
They show us different types of clouds. They don't show us different types of vaginas. They don't show us different types of...
It's your body.
Of...
You should know what's going on.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not even trying to be funny in the moment. Like, I'm serious about that one.
No,
folks.
I know. And then, like, also, speaking of vaginas, I wanted to shout out my Arch by Suki eyebrow lady. She got me a loofah. Since the last episode.
Oh, how nice.
Since the episode I did with Ho Gives No Fucks, I said that I'd never showered, I don't think, because I'd never used loofahs.
Oh.
And I don't know how I feel about the loofahs. Why did I just say it like that? I don't know if I'm a loofah gal. What about you?
Mine's not a loofah. It's something different. It's like this little silicone thing. So it stays really clean, but it's got just like little bitty bristles on it that are like this long. And you just like, you know, scrub it on you and then you hang it up and it's dried out already. So it doesn't like get... bacteria.
Well, can you get that for my birthday?
Yeah, sure.
Because
you mean our birthday? Yeah, I'll get it for
our
you.
Our birthday. Okay. Well, are you ready to play some hot takes, baby?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's do it. I'm sweating balls. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, what do I do?
You take the thing.
Okay.
This game is called Hot Takes. I think it sucks, but we're going to see how much fun we have. And you test your friendships by sharing a hot take and battling to see if your opinion, I don't even know how to say that word.
Butts are better than boobs.
I don't have False. An ass.
False. I like both equally. I love them. I look at them on everybody. Boys, girls, old men, old ladies, young ladies, like my age, older. I don't care. Big, small, doesn't matter. I check out everyone.
I do too.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Okay, so we agree on that as well.
Oh, we do agree because okay. I think
not
so.
Like
I'm going to take a
sexual way, but
no, I
when
just
it looks
appreciate.
Good, I'm like,
yeah, I'm like, appreciate.
Oh, hello. Yeah, that's nice.
But
I'm impressed with what you're working with.
Yes, and like when girls get mad at their guys, their boyfriends, if they're checking another girl out, like I'm the one checking out the girl with them because
I am
I'm
too.
Just like,
but just don't
not,
be like rude,
yeah,
like creepy
not,
about it. Where you're like, oh. Pff. Gross.
Oh, not like
I can't
creepy.
Believe I have to have sex with you later.
No, I
you
like know. To just appreciate a girl's butt.
Oh, for sure.
And guys, but Tyler kind of has an inverted ass, but so do I. So, I mean, mine actually has
Yours
been,
has been yeah, growing.
I know.
I was, when you sent me that picture,
I
I'm
know.
Not going to lie. I got excited. I was like, holy
cause,
shit.
Because I've only
holy
been doing
shit.
The Stairmaster. I haven't been doing any weights. I've been just doing the Stairmaster for 40 minutes
Ooh.
A day, just on like level 10, and I'm telling you, I'm seeing results.
I like it.
I even ripped my pants when I went out. Like,
I know I was there, but I didn't know it happened because I was completely blacked out by that point.
Same. But I did stay out with the ripped pants. Okay, so hot take on butts.
Yes.
Shot for that.
Yes.
We agree. Okay, I go.
No,
next.
I said I like both equally.
I like both.
I like boobs too,
but I think I like
every time you do it, I feel like
I know. I think I like the sumo wrestling boobs the best out of everybody. But I think I like butts and boobs, so I agree.
Yeah, it's an equal.
It's an equal thing.
Cool.
Take your shot.
Hold on, wait. Take your shot.
I don't have a chaser. Fuck
I don't care.
It.
Here's my water. Oh no. Oh.
Why do I do this to myself?
I don't
okay.
know.
Hot take. Baths are gross.
It's disgusting. Unless you shower off first, and I'm the type of person, I might take one bath every 3 years.
Same.
But when I do, I shower off first so then I can actually enjoy myself sitting in that water so it's not just like my dirty body water. Just soaking in it, being like, oh, this is so nice.
We're going to have to agree because I'm not a big bath girl. One, I can't sit still. That's like my biggest nightmare.
Shocker.
I feel uncomfortable. I feel like I really want to do a sumo wrestling match with you after this.
Well, but hold on. But isn't it also uncomfortable unless it's the big bath that you can sink farther into? Otherwise, because it's like half my body's out, so my tits are freezing. Or I slink down, and then that's like unattractive in your midsection. No matter how thin or fit you are, no one looks good that way. And then I got my legs like up, and like, that's fucking weird. Now my knees are freezing. See, either my tits are freezing or my knees are freezing.
Wait,
and I have nowhere to like put my head. I'm like, oh, this hurts. Oh, fuck, okay.
No.
Like, what the fuck?
Do you ever do this thing when you were little? When you were, I would pretend to be dead.
Oh, no.
I would just float in there and pretend I was dead. I would do this in the pool too, but I would wait for like my mom to come
what
get
a
like
freak.
I was a psycho, but like I thought it was fun for like a hot minute. And then I did have these mermaids when I was little, these like mermaid dolls that we would put them under the water and their hair would turn color. So
baths
were kind of cool.
That was cool. But I was, this big and I could fit in it, man.
I know. No, back then, I agree. Baths
sure.
were amazing.
Badass.
They
Most
were so fun. And me and my
so
sister
fun,
had
man.
So much fun. And then, like, my dog would come in. Actually, now that I think about it, that's really gross. But it was
oh,
good.
Oh, God. Wait, the dog would get in the...
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Well, we didn't really have a lot. We just enjoyed our company.
Shut up. Don't give me that shit.
We did. We had mermaids.
Welcoming your dog into your bathtub has nothing to do with your socioeconomic fucking standing in life, okay? You just chose to put your dog in the bath with your children.
I loved my dog, okay?
I love Bubba. I mean, I kiss him on the mouth.
Yeah,
I don't give
do.
A fuck, but if I was bathing, there is no way I would allow that dirty man.
I know.
Dog. He's a dog. He's just a man.
He is a man.
In my bath. Nope.
So baths back then when I was a child was amazing. Great time. Loved it. There were so many games. There was just like we could fit. Now they give me UTIs.
What? Oh.
Every single time.
Every time?
That's why sensitive. I never take it. I mean, never take one.
That's not why I would get UTIs, but.
You know. Moving on. Okay, so we agree that baths are okay.
Gross. Okay, next one. I'd rather give up cheese than oral sex.
What?
No. Oh, I don't care about cheese.
Oh, no, but I did give oral sex this morning.
Yeah, because that I would read that as give and receive oral sex, and I'm not willing to give up either one of those for cheese.
Wait, say that again. I'd rather give up cheese.
Oh, you're giving up the cheese, not the oral sex. Okay, then I do agree with it. So, I don't read well. Sometimes it's that Oklahoma piece of shit education. Fucking terrible place.
So you would give up the cheese?
Just makes me feel like trash, you know? Oh, yeah, I would give up. I'd give up a lot of things for oral sex. Cheese.
So you,
chocolate.
I kind of don't understand the question, or I might be really slow. I'm having
a brain
fart. So
it's
going
to say if you have to pick one or the other. You have to pick cheese or oral sex. You
like,
can only have
I
one.
I give it or receive it.
I would say with the oral sex, all of it. Okay. Give and receive. So you're either giving up all oral sex altogether or you're giving up cheese for forever.
I pick the cheese.
You pick cheese instead?
I do. I love cheese. I'm Italian.
I'm
I like it. I love string cheese.
Oh,
I love.
You're Italian.
Okay, what's with the quotes? What's with the air quotes? You went like this. Audio only listener, she said I'm a fake Italian. I'm like a mutt. I am a lot of things, but cheese is a part of my body. I need it to survive, okay? So we're going to disagree. You got to take a shot, bitch.
Well, I'm already high as shit, so I'm not drinking on top of it. I'm not trying to get crossfaded.
Oh, crossfaded is the worst. I actually was crossfaded when we went out on Sunday, so it was not okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
Was it? I wouldn't remember. I wouldn't know. Okay. Hot take. You should delete your ex's nudes from your phone.
Absolutely.
Get it out of here. That's an easy one.
But you do it right after a breakup, too. If you have to ask someone to because you know they don't, one, you should never date that person in the first place.
Yeah.
You delete that shit immediately out of being a good, respectful, normal human fucking being. And you do it for the respect of both people.
Yeah. Like, I think I would.
You can keep your own, though.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, I have a lot in my phone. Like, Tyler's not going to delete the nudes that I have, right?
No. No.
But, like, if I went on Tyler's phone and saw old pictures, which I have.
Idiot.
I know. No, but it was his old phone. It was his old phone that was in the garage that he
doesn't even use.
He doesn't use. Oh, okay. I charged so it, guessed his password, know. Got it right,
oh,
and
Jesus.
It was psychopath and went through it. And I was literally in high school when he had this nude. So I'm a
psychopath. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm a psychopath. And I have sumo wrestling sweaty titties and sweaty balls.
Oh, you're sweating?
Yeah.
I'm actually not. I'm always so hot. I'm surprised.
Oh, my God. Well,
so,
I'm going to wear this
to
the gym.
What was the stance on it? Do you agree or disagree?
I think no guy should have an old picture of an ex.
Correct.
Nude.
Correct.
At all.
And I would not keep any of any men, but any nudes that I took during that time period and sent to said boyfriend, if they're good, I will keep them.
Oh, you recycle?
And use them for a rainy day. Only when need be, my friend. Only in an emergency situation. But if it's good and it's me, then what the fuck does it matter?
I get it.
I mean,
you can't
do it from 50-pound difference. Like, that's rude.
But I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about receiving nudes from men.
I love it.
Bad dog. What do you mean? What kind? Like, they're standing in the mirror or, like... Like just straight.
I mean, it's obviously someone that I'm actively having sex with, and I'm into it. Not if I haven't had sex with them, no, I don't.
Yeah,
want
like what if
to
they
see.
Just send it?
Yeah, because then you have to ask. Like you have to know that
it's coming.
That consent has been given to fire off a dick pic.
I don't know how I feel about penis pictures.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know.
I genuinely, it's like a like
okay.
It's like a, it's
if
like
you
a
guys
birthday
see
present.
Her right now, she's lighting up. She's glowing about the penis pictures. But I don't know. I just feel like maybe. I never received a good one.
Because when they're bad, they're bad.
Yeah.
It's disrespectful. It's
so
scarring. It's traumatizing.
Yeah.
No, that's rude.
Yeah.
That's rude. And you have to know if it looks weird down there, don't be fucking firing off a picture because it can be startling. But a good picture is so good.
Can I see one?
I know I don't save them. I told you I didn't save anybody's. I mean, but if I'm telling you, if I did, you would become a believer.
Okay.
You would be immediately sexually aroused. You'd send Tyler text.
Absolutely
hey,
not.
Let's fuck. I'm going to be home in 10 minutes. Like
his
that's
parents are at my house.
I don't care. That's how good that picture is. And you've been like, let's go to Pound Town. Bible.
Okay. But like, I need to know if it's a, like, you receive full nudes or just like, have you ever received a full nude in the mirror? Like, what kind? Like,
yeah,
what,
I'm not as into that. What? Then I feel like, cause it kind of gets like girly and yeah. I don't need a man's naked nudie pic to feel feminine in any way, shape or form.
I get
like,
it.
Like nothing that a girl would send. Like, yeah, that's now what I'm turned saying. Off. Nope.
Okay. Girls Night Gang. What do you guys feel about this question?
Yeah. This I feel one like, specifically, I feel like so few of my friends are like, into the dick pics.
So
like,
we disagree.
Oh yeah. I would say 75% of my friends are like, absolutely not. Never. I don't want it. I'm like, what? Like, this is great foreplay. I am ready to go. Yeah. I swear. I don't know.
No, if you saw Mad Dog on Sunday, man, I'm telling you, she's something else. She's something else. She's down and ready to get down in Oklahoma. Okay. Last hot take.
Okay. Oh man. I bet you picked this out. Dunkin' is better than Starbucks.
Dunkin' all day, every day, okay? Because Starbucks is so as you drink your Starbucks. Actually, there
Bro, this isn't Starbucks. This is a water.
Can I sip?
Yeah.
I just think I grew up on Dunkin', and I love Boston creams from Dunkin', so I'm just a Dunkin' girl every day. And
well, I just
Starbucks
love donuts,
is-
so I'd say Dunkin' too. I never eat donuts. Like, I never no, eat them.
Never.
It's maybe like once every 3 years. When I do, I'm like, oh
I know.
God, calm down.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it at the same time for the gram.
Dunkin'.
When I say Dunkin', you say donuts. Dunkin', donuts. Like, you try to do it with Starbucks.
Yeah, it's not working.
It doesn't work.
Dunkin',
yeah.
For sure, but only because I love... I almost said hot dogs. What the fuck? I hate hot dogs.
You're thinking about the penis bitches.
Yeah, I am. Oh, my God. Dunkin' Donuts because of the donuts.
Yes.
I don't give a
fuck. I don't really drink coffee, but
yeah.
Like if I, but it's just so expensive, Starbucks.
Yeah.
And also like every time
oh,
I go.
Oh, it's highway robbery.
It is highway robbery. And every time I go, they never have what I have. And I'm like, okay, well, thanks for nothing. Like, nothing. Can I get a straw? No. Okay, well, thanks. Really.
It's $2 if you do want it. It's not for free, girl.
And everybody's really mean to me at Starbucks. Like, I'm telling you, there's just people
that
are
people,
out to.
That's for sure.
They're not my people.
No.
Dunkin'.
Dunkin' and Waffle House. Boom, baby.
I've never been to Waffle House.
What?
I've never been to Waffle House.
We're gonna do it.
They have Waffle Houses in Oklahoma.
Bitch, what the fuck? I'm telling you, the level of disrespect. And you were asking me earlier if I was mad at you. I said no, I would never be. You're getting real close. You're totting the line right there. It's been a fortnight since I've been to the Waffle House, but I will go and we will have an experience, my friend.
I am so excited, Mad Dog. I'm so excited for 2023.
I can't wait for you to see the cooks in there.
What do you mean? What's going on with the cooks?
Oh, they look like they just got straight out of prison from the meth trailer. They rode the bus to work and they are ready to grill you up some pancakes, some scrambled eggs, and some hash browns. And they are so fucking good that you don't even care what Larry back there looks like.
What about the waffles?
Oh. Yeah, that too. So
okay.
Good, though.
Well,
so
Mad
good.
Dog, thank you. I can't wait to go to Waffle House with you in Oklahoma. And thank you so much for joining me again. Make sure to catch up on all episodes of Mad Dog. She's the best. And make sure everybody follows you where?
Mad Dog.
324.
Our birthday.
Amen, sister.
I almost said @.com. What the fuck?
And on that note, thanks for joining me and Happy New Year, everybody. And make sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and follow and listen everywhere you listen to podcasts. Love you. Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening. You can catch an all new episode of Girls Night every Monday and make sure to follow us on social media @AlexisWaters_ and @GirlsNightHangout where you can find weekly updates about the show and some behind the scenes action. Also, make sure to check out my jewelry brand @HoopNationByAlexis and use code FLASH25 for 25% off your entire purchase. And please don't forget to subscribe. Love you. Bye.